You're listening to How You Doin' Bay County, a Mental Health Matters podcast with a local twist. Hey there, how you doing, Bay County? I'm Kelly Mustaine, the Executive Director of Alignment Bay County, also known as ABC. And co-hosting with me today is ABC board member and community advocate, Ms. Sonia Caldwell. How you doing, Sonia?
Doing great.
Before we begin with today's guest, I wanted to share a little about our organization and the purpose of this podcast. How You Doin' Bay County is an initiative of Alignment Bay County, which is a local, nonprofit, collective impact organization. We're focused on youth success from cradle to career, and one way we do that is by supporting families and our community as a whole.
It's no secret that things have been difficult and challenging here in Bay County. ABC, along with our partner organizations, noticed that both children and adults in our area were struggling with their mental health and positive well-being. We also noticed folks simply asking each other, "How you doing?" That question, along with the stress of the last few years, inspired us to create a local mental health resource. First, a website, howyoudoin.org, which has a local behavioral health directory, as well as other resources in this podcast. How You Doin' Bay County. Our goal is to make finding behavioral health resources easier for our community and bring awareness that your mental health matters. On today's episode, we're welcoming back Stacy Legg from Elevate Bay and some of her Elevate Bay mentors and students to talk about their experiences and how mentorship impacts the well-being of our school-aged youth. Welcome to Rosalita and Ariel. Hey there, how you doing?
Oh, hey.
Hey, Ariel.
We're glad you're here, Ariel.
Now, you guys can't see it, but Ariel has a big, beautiful smile that's lighting up this podcast room.
Absolutely. Hey,
we're so glad to have you. You're one of our first students that we've had, so we're really excited to have you here today. How does it feel being in this room?
I'm good.
Okay, you're looking good. You're looking powerful. You're looking fearless. You're looking strong.
Is this your first podcast? Not your first of many. You'll do many podcasts. Right. So thanks so much for being here today, guys, Rosalita and Ariel and Stacy. Stacy, for our listeners who aren't familiar with Elevate Bay or who haven't heard our previous episode featuring your program, can you give us a brief overview of how it works?
So Elevate Bay is a mentor program where we recruit men and women from the community, come in and spend time with some of our students who might have struggles both from home that carry over to school, can be academic, behavioral, social. We offer one-on-one mentoring. We have classroom mentoring, and then we have lunch buddies. So there's something for everyone, but we're just looking to support and encourage the students in Bay County after the last few years that we've had.
Great. And please go listen to our other episode about Elevate Bay that we did earlier, and you get to learn all about it, the ins and outs. But today, we're going to talk with Rosalita and Ariel about their experience. So, Miss Ariel, how is school going for you? What grade? Tell us what grade you're in.
Eighth
grade. So how's it going? What's eighth grade? Eighth grade's a tough year.
Yeah.
What do you like about school?
I don't know, for real.
Do you like seeing your friends?
No.
Do you like a specific class that you like the most?
I like math more.
Math? Yeah. Whoa. That's not a typical answer. I like that. Math's important. So can you tell us, what's it like being a middle school student in 2022? You've been through a pandemic, you've been through a hurricane, right? So those are things that none of us went through when we were in middle school. So what's it like for you and your friends?
It's okay.
Yeah.
But it's more than okay. You told us before we got on this program, you had to move around a little bit and that was different. What did that feel like for you when you were moving around at the schools during the pandemic? And now you've got the power to be a part of this wonderful program. What did that feel like, that change? Did it feel good for you?
Yeah.
It made you feel good in what kind of way? Like more confident?
Yes.
Okay. And so you moved around at the schools, but you were able to meet a mentor, Rosalita. How does that feel, having someone to support you like her?
It feels good. I have someone to talk to.
Okay, great.
What was it like meeting her for the first time? Were you nervous?
I was shy.
You were shy? What was it like for you, Rosalita, when you met your student for the first time?
She was shy in the beginning, and, we actually, she was adjusting. She had just transferred, you know, to mm-hmm. a new school. And so, you know, sometimes she'd have good days and there was sometimes she had bad days, you know, but just being there, I always tell her when she comes in the office and I'm on the other side, she sees me and she smiles. And I said, her smile brightens up the room. And so she's really opened up a lot, you know.
And as soon as when I asked her, you know, how does she feel? As soon as she started talking about you, her face lit up and she has somebody to talk to. So you guys have been able to build some nice trust with each other, huh? Yes. Is she like your buddy confident a little bit? Mm-hmm. And it's always nice, yeah, to have someone that you can confide in. What else do you like about your mentor?
She's very nice to me.
Does she usually come and have lunch with you? How does that work? Do you all hang out or eat lunch?
We talk a lot and we just eat lunch.
Eat lunch.
And what for you attracted you to this program? Why did you want to partner and support the work that Stacy is carrying out here in Bay County? What made you want to become a part of that team?
Well, actually, I relocated here, moved here from Pennsylvania, relocated at the end, was it 2020, I guess. And I have a friend who's actually a guidance counselor, happens to be at Rutherford. And Elevate Bay at that time, there was a position for a liaison to try to recruit mentors. And after moving back, I mean, you know, I went through my own mental thing just being back in Bay County after the hurricane. Mm-hmm. I thought, if I'm an adult and I'm going through this, I can just imagine, you know, just the students and everything. So that, and coupled with my own experiences, really wishing I had someone to talk to when I was in middle school. And it's funny because, you know, middle school is, it's a tough age, you know, mm-hmm. and, you know, so starting in that position, I saw the need and I, of course, wanted to become a mentor. And that particular position was just for that year only. It was a grant position. So that went away. But I said, I will be a mentor as long as I'm mm-hmm. able and here in Bay County, you know, because I see the importance. And it feels good to know that that I can earn not only the trust, but that someone, you know, just looks forward to seeing mm-hmm. me. Yes. You know, my kids are grown and gone. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's nice. It's nice to form a bond and be able to share with her things that I wish I would have been, someone would have shared with me.
Yeah.
And I'm really impressed with, you know, as a newcomer to Bay County, you came in looking to serve. Yes. You came in looking for an opportunity to help the community. You saw them a little broken after Hurricane Michael, after, you know, the virus. And you came in looking to help. And also, the other thing that strikes me is you thought about when you were that age. You know, so many of us, holding space is what you're doing for her, holding space for a young girl, being present for her, someone she can look forward to, someone she can trust, someone she can talk to. You know, even, like you said, even as adults, we still want that now. So, you know, what a comfort and what security you're giving her as she moves forward on her path. So I just want to say to those of you out there in Bay County looking for something to do, you know, there's so many ways to serve here. And Stacy Legg here at Elevate Bay, she's got plenty of kids that need support and need someone to talk to. And like Ariel, sitting here fearless, powerful, confident. It's a big part of this is because her participation with Elevate Bay and her partnership with her mentor, Rosalita.
Yes, we are really appreciative of you coming today. I know it's not an easy thing to do. I know when I was in eighth grade, I would not have wanted to be on the radio. So, but you're doing awesome, Ariel. We're so glad you're here. What are some of the challenges, and you can speak to this too, Rosalita, that you're seeing at school? Ariel, you can share too, like what you see that your friends maybe have challenges with, or you know, all like we talked about a little bit before about, you know, a hurricane and a pandemic. And I've got kids at home too. And I know that, you know, the last few years have not been easy. And none of us went through that growing up. None of us had to go through that. So Rosalita or Ariel, what do you see that at middle school level is a issue for our kids?
And then think about it, like, were kids afraid after or whatever? How did they feel when the storm, like, we don't know how you kids felt. How did you feel? Whatever you feel. Nothing is wrong. Yeah. Nothing.
Probably some of the same things that, as we all know, especially, like I said, we met in middle school. Kids are not necessarily nice at this age.
No.
You know, everyone's trying to find their way. And so, you know, she just wants, you know, just want to go and attend school and not have, you know, bullying or, you know, people giving you a hard time, you know, because we should have the right just to go and learn. And it hasn't always been like that, you know.
Like social media, like we're naive about that. How does this phone impact? I noticed you had a phone. How does this phone impact school now? How does it impact popularity? How does this phone impact your day?
I don't really be on my phone. So.
But if you didn't have a phone, would you not be as popular? Like, if you don't have a phone, is that a big deal at school?
Yes, they bully people for that.
Oh, they do? So if you don't have a phone, you're not cool. And you'll be bullied.
I even see that in elementary, like the kids that have phones and the kids that don't. I have an elementary age kiddo that does not have a phone. And, you know, it's the kids that have the phones and the kids that don't have the phones. And so it's the phone is a big thing. Are you guys at lunch? Is everybody on their phone at lunch?
Yeah.
So it's hard to talk and get to know people when people aren't on phones, right?
Now, can you use your phone in class?
No.
Okay. And if you do, what happens?
They take it and send it to the front office.
Okay. Okay. I was just wondering.
Yeah.
Because I do know kids curse at school now. And when we were younger, kids did not curse in front of adults. But now all my subs, they tell me the kids curse now. How do you feel about that? I'm just curious.
I don't really know.
Is it just like so common you don't even think about it?
Yeah. It's much more common on TV and stuff now too. You know, just since I was a kid, and you hear it a lot more just in just evening shows. Like it's way less like it than it used to be. So we all have been kind of desensitized to certain words.
Now that you're part of this great program to elevate your life with Elevate Bay, does it make you feel powerful at school? Knowing you have this mentor, knowing you have someone to support you, does it make you feel more special?
Yes.
Okay.
How does she make you feel special? Knowing that you have somebody come and eat lunch with you?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have friends that wish they had mentors that don't?
I don't talk to nobody first.
You don't talk to anyone? So you're just beginning to build. Is that because of what? Your shyness or you just don't see anyone that you want to connect with? Or why do you feel that is right now?
Well, I'm very shy, so that's why.
Okay. And now at school, do you have some classes where you do like team building activities?
Yes.
You work together and those give you opportunities to what share with your friends?
Yes.
Okay. And how do you guys talk about as a mentor, like extracurricular activities or sports or clubs?
Yeah, we talk about different things. I know she likes basketball.
Mm. Okay.
Likes basketball. Missed the tryouts this year, but she said that, you know, she enjoys that and some other things. You know, I know we talk about what she's going to do on the weekends and things like that.
And do you like any art? What do you like to do for fun? Like, what's your hobby when you're at home?
I like to, like, draw and stuff. I'm not good at it, though. I try.
You're probably better than I am.
Now, what do you use, like, crayons, or do you use the pencils, or you use acrylic? What do you do your art with?
Pencil.
Okay. The colored pencils? Okay. Okay, so you like to sketch.
Do you like to draw people, or landscapes, or buildings, or fashion? The people?
Okay. When you get in high school, there are opportunities for some great art classes. I will say, we have some good art teachers throughout our Bay County School District. And we have Panama City Center for the Arts. I don't know if she's ever been down there. I'm a board member there, but I'd love to work with you to get her there. But we have activities and we have camps and things for the kids. But that's a great gallery with hands-on activities also. That's right downtown. Have you been there On Harrison? Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, that's a great way. And we're always looking for young artists. They do a Bay Annual every year where the kids from the schools come and always show a student artwork. That's something she could strive for next year.
Yes. I remember when I lived 2 years ago. Yeah. My son's art was in there.
Okay. Well, hey, Ariel, that's something you can look into and we can stay in touch. But that's something you can get involved with. You have a budding artist within you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Have you talked with your mentor about maybe what you see yourself doing after high school one day? That seems like it's far away, but it is not. Ooh. It'll be here before you know it.
Yes.
What do you want to do?
I want to do hair, but at the same time, I want to be a nurse.
Oh.
So it's going to be like a side job for my hair.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? In Bay County, you can go to Haney while you're in high school, and you can have your cosmetology license before you graduate, before you're 18. And then you can go to Gulf Coast. They've got scholarships there, and you can be a nurse. So you can do both of those before 21.
Yeah.
Those are very realistic goals.
And we have lots of great programs here in this county.
Yeah, now you can get your cosmetology. And you know what's smart about that? I've got some girlfriends that did that when I was younger. And so when we went to college, they had a way to make money, and I didn't. They had a real career, you know, so that's really, really smart. Are you good at hair already?
A little bit. I'm trying.
Did you do what you have? Oh, okay. It looks good, though. Even though you're hiding that front part, I kind of want to see.
Oh, look how pretty it looks.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's a smart plan and very realistic. And both of those, you're going to always need your hair done, and nurses are always in demand. Yeah. So that's a wonderful career field, Ariel. And you seem compassionate. That's what it takes when you're in people field, connecting with people, moving out of my shyness a little. Having that big smile, all those things. You already have half of the tools you need. So that's excellent.
I hear you want to look out for people. You want to take care of people, right? Yeah. You got a heart for people. So that's awesome. Well, you're in the right place. And just in a few years, you're going to be on your way. So I know Ms. Rosalita, she's helping you get there too, right? Talking about that, setting plans, figuring out how to make things happen.
But I like now, you can tell they've done that work, because when we say, what do you want to be? You can tell they've already done that work, because that's where she was super clear.
Yeah.
I want to do this. I want to. I am going and when, because we have to always talk in the affirmative. Okay. We know we're doing it. And you said it like you knew it. And I can tell you guys have done that work. That's good work. You were clear on that. I love that.
So how often do you guys get together during the month?
At least twice a month. I was trying to visit weekly for a while, but it was hard because there's more than one that I mentor. So, but definitely at least twice a week we meet. And, I look forward to it. You know, so I always call ahead and make sure she's there. And fortunately, we miss sometimes from illness and everything, but definitely at least twice a week.
And it's always on site at the school?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It just works well for me during my lunch hour. You know, I go down and, get to meet. And I do usually bring lunch. I'm glad she said that the lunch isn't the only reason she likes to meet.
Oh, she brings you, like, good stuff for lunch, huh?
Yeah.
What does she bring you that you like?
It's these, like, pepper things.
The jalapeno poppers.
Oh my gosh.
She brings you good stuff.
Those are hot.
I have to admit, I wasn't expecting her. I usually, you know, I brought an assortment because I wasn't sure what she'd like, and I wasn't thinking that that would be her favorite. So I remember the first time I like got four, and I thought, you can have them all. I'll get more afterwards. So, yes.
Oh, that's awesome. I think you can bring me lunch too, Ms. Rosalita. Well, that's so fun too. I know that's fun to look forward to that too. And So Rosalita, you have another student that you mentor. What grade are they in this year?
She is in sixth grade.
Two middle school kiddos.
Yes. Gotcha. Yes. She happens to be Ariel's sister.
Really?
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. So your sister's in the same school you are. That's fun. So do y'all see each other? Do you act like you don't know each other when you see each other?
I don't see her.
You don't see her? They've got y'all.
Well, like, only for one period, though.
Gotcha. That's exciting. So that's neat that you get to talk to both girls.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, Ariel introduced me one time just in passing, and they gave each other a nice hug, and I thought, oh, sisters. Mm-hmm. You can definitely see the resemblance.
Yeah. Okay.
But, so she introduced me, and I said, well, I'd be happy to mentor, but I wanted to make sure that, you know, Ariel didn't want to just keep me to herself. Yeah. And she said, oh, no, I don't mind.
Oh,
so
that's awesome.
I meet with both of them.
Does she also like jalapeno poppers?
No.
No, okay. No. So you get all of those, and she gets something else.
Yeah, but they don't. But they both like cheeseburgers.
Who doesn't, really? Who doesn't like a cheeseburger? Well, that's awesome. So you've been doing this for a little while now. So how have you been impacted? Obviously, you picked up another student so that it's something that you see is beneficial and something that you want to spend your time doing. So how have you, Rosalita, been affected by this?
Just on a soulful level, you know, just to know that to encourage someone. I mean, I think we all can use encouragement. You know, even as adults, we never get rid of that. Only when we're older, we have to really, you know, you have to really seek it all the time, you know. So I think that it's great that Elevate Bay, you know, has mentors. There's such a need, but there's not enough mentors out there. And for me, you know, we're coming up, you know, with holiday season and everything. Everyone is into giving and everything. But that can be done all year round just by, you know, giving a little bit of your time. And sharing, just helping others, sharing with others, letting other people know that, you know, you'll be there. Or, you know, I don't know about you, but, you know, you don't always like to talk to your family members about stuff. And, you know, they're there. So, you just never know what the circumstances are. So to have somebody else just to come in and just take an interest and want to come alongside, just, you know, I know it makes me feel good. And I'm just glad that she's been open and willing to see me, because at that age it's hard too. Sometimes they don't want to really sit with, you know, an adult, and you know, so and open up.
But yeah,
she has, and it's great.
Once you went through the training, now do you kind of just come up with your own things for people that may not know how to mentor properly? You know, what is, you know, just what are some things you do to keep you engaged with Aria?
Engaged, honestly, it's just, I just want to go in and know, how are you doing? Okay. You know, tell me what it is, whether it's, how was your day? If you start with, you know, how are things going? How's school going? You know, your classes, want to know, take an interest. And, you know, she'll share some of the goings on sometimes, whatever that day is. And I kind of just let it flow with what is it that she wants to talk about?
Okay, what does she know?
What is it that's on her mind? And then always going back to setting goals, and always about choices, and you know, life is always going to be about choices and the choices that we make. So, you know, we want to make good choices and strive, you know, to just always do better and be better. So that's basically it. I really wing it each time.
Well, I know that some people probably, when they say, yes, I'm going to be a mentor, mentoring middle school and high school kids probably seems a little intimidating, because, you know, they're very cool and they have a lot of knowledge about things, and they, you know, they sometimes they're hard to talk to. But really, when you're around that age kids, you realize how amazing that age group is and how much fun it is to just hang out with these kids, and they keep us young, like being around that age group. So I know some people like talk, oh, these kids today, you know, but man, every time I'm around this age group and older, like, you just know, like, man, they're awesome, like such awesome kids to go through what these kids, especially in Bay County, have gone through. Yeah. And anytime I've been at the job fairs or at the schools or whatever, like, I'm always so impressed with how awesome our kids are here in this county. So we're
very
so thankful for you, Ariel, and what you're doing. And we're thankful for Rosalita for being an awesome mentor. And Rosalita, if you could tell somebody who is on the fence about signing up for Elevate Bay or one of our other mentorship programs in our county, what would you tell them to convince them that they need to sign up?
Well, first of all, I think I try to share is that it's just a little bit of time. I mean, half an hour, just, I know for Elevate Bay, it's just half an hour twice a month. That is just a little smidgen, a speck of time, you know, and just to know that I'm there to encourage her, but what Ariel doesn't know is that she encourages me mm-hmm. when she smiles and she shares. And I know that, you know, helping to build up the youth, because the youth is our future, and that no matter, we all have a story. Not everyone's story is as pretty picture perfect, but just to know that someone can come along, takes an interest, and just to push you to be the best that you can be. It can come from anywhere. And it's just so simple, just sitting down, having conversations, and being, just saying, how was your day? You know, it's very simple, and it doesn't require, you know, a lot. Like I said, it's, Stacy said, it's just 1 hour orientation. Mm-hmm. And as much as everyone feels good, you know, around the holiday season, like I said, it can last all year mm-hmm. round, and putting in and helping, you know, just sitting around talking with the students.
And over time, seeing them grow up and seeing them transition into high school. And,
yes.
You know, so because you'll probably follow her and as she goes to ninth grade next year, right?
I hope so. That's why mm-hmm. I asked her I asked her, I said, you want to keep seeing me, right? You know, because there's sometimes, you know, we all have bad days. And yeah. I don't know about you. Sometimes you just want to, like, lock yourself up and not really talk. And there's times I might show up and, hey, surprise, you know. And, you know, but she'll sit with me and we'll work, you know, we work through it. Just, like I said, being there. Yeah. And it's just half an hour, you know, mm-hmm. half an hour twice a month. 1 hour of a month yeah. to make a difference in someone's life. And I used to, when I was younger, just say, you know, just try to be the difference that makes a difference. Yeah. You know, it's simple.
We've talked about it on this program before, about being the person you wish you had when you were younger, mm-hmm. like being that support system, being that ear to listen to, being that, you know, experience that we Absolutely. Have earned that we didn't know about back then. And we can save our youngsters from going through some of the same things. So, you know,
she's heard me say that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, that's such a small thing. Like you said, an hour a month, like how much time we spend just wasting on our phones or, you know, vegged out in front of the TV, just an hour, you know, just exactly. an hour. So, okay. So Stacy, if someone has heard this and is just like, man, I really want to be a mentor after the holidays, I want to get trained up and join you. How can they go about doing?
So the easiest way is to send me a message on Facebook if they're social media savvy. Also, you can call the district at 767-4128 and leave me a message. We have a simple one-hour orientation, a short application, and we're going to do our next orientation on January the 12th. So all of those New Year's resolutions can be ready to go.
What time is that?
It's at 10 o'clock. I want you to RSVP if possible, so I know how many to prepare for. But we have space right now, and we have over 300 students across the district that are on a waiting list, like Ariel was. So we have something for everyone, whether they want to be a one-on-one mentor like this partnership you've heard today, or if they want to work in a classroom, maybe they're a little intimidated by that one-on-one. We have students from kindergarten all the way to 12th grade. So if like a certain age bracket is kind of your bend, we have something for you, all the way from kindergarten to high schoolers and all of our public non-charter schools. So something close to your work, something close to your home, maybe your alma mater if you're like a local kiddo mm-hmm. like me and you're like, hey, I want to be at the elementary school that I went to or whatever. We have students on the list across the district. So it's something for everyone. It's just a really great opportunity to be a cheerleader for our local kids. You know, there's so much that we've been through. And sometimes it really just helps to have your own personal cheerleader. And I think that's what you've seen with Rosalita mm-hmm. and Ariel today, is that Rosalita is Ariel's cheerleader. She's every week, every other week, coming in, cheering her on, helping her be reminded that we can do hard things. We've mm-hmm. proven in Bay County that we can do hard mm-hmm. things, right?
Over and over again,
consistently. And so this is a great way to have that gentle personal reminder that I believe in you. And when you feel like no one else believes in you, I'm here for you and you're not going anywhere. Rosalita's been with her for 2 years now, so we have that consistency, mm-hmm. and she'll continue on in high school as long as Ariel will have her. And it's going to be a great partnership to see when she gets to high school and she graduates and Rosalita's there. And, you know, all of that mm-hmm. is such a great partnership. And so for those who are on the fence, we have something for everyone. We'll make it easy. We don't ask a lot of your time, but And I feel like most of us spend that much time on social media every day, just kind of doing things that aren't as productive as being a mentor. And so we try to make it easy. So your lunch hour, we do everything during the school day. So don't take up your nights or your weekends. You know, we try to do that within the daytime. So January 12th is our next one at 10 o'clock. So if anyone is interested, they can, like I said, shoot me a message on Facebook or give me a phone call. Now, we are going to be closed, but I'll still be checking my Facebook over the break. So that'll totally be okay.
And then if there is a parent or guardian that says, I would love for my kid to have a mentor at school, how do they do that? Same way?
Same way. Okay. I get lots of emails from parents, especially after we've been on TV or podcasts or whatever, that say, oh my gosh, this would be an amazing program for my student, my grandson, my granddaughter. And so it never hurts. You can't have too many people in your corner, right? Like, you can't have too many people that care about your kid. And so I think that that's a great way to be part of a community, to strengthen our schools, strengthen our future. Because like Rosalita said, these are our future, and they're going to be our employees, they're going to be our citizens, they're going to be the ones taking care of us eventually. Ariel might be my nurse one day. Yeah. So, know, I'd love to make sure that, or maybe even do my hair cool in those braids like that. But, you know, we just have a lot of work to do here locally. Anybody who's paid attention to our school stats, our school grades, our all of that, there's a lot of work to be done. So there's something for everybody to do. Put their hands to the job, and we can see a change.
And don't wait. We only have a semester left this year.
It's going so fast. It's amazing.
I can't believe I'm like, we're at first semester's over.
No, it went like that. So fast.
It did.
So, and we do only recruit through January. We only add in, I mean, not through January, but before spring break. So we want to get you in and get you started so you can have the whole semester to make that impact.
So if you are thinking about it, don't delay. Get in that class in January and let's get going. And there'll be more classes up until spring break, which for Bay District is like the second week of March.
Yes.
So you still have time. So please reach out. I know I've got a special pitch from Ariel for her to get you guys to mentor in our school. So Ariel, all you girl, what's your pitch?
Please be a mentor and an awesome kid like me.
Yeah, please be a mentor and help all these awesome kids like Ariel be even more awesome in Bay County. So, awesome. Ariel, you're awesome. Thank you for being here today. She's our first kid. Oh,
yeah, she's our first guest kid. You're our first guest host.
Yeah, I know.
Ariel, you did a fine job, and we definitely want to have you back again.
Yeah, maybe at the end of the school year.
Yeah.
Let's know how it's going.
Okay, do you think you want to come back?
When you graduate from eighth grade.
Yeah.
So awesome. Well, we're so glad you guys could be here today.
Thank you to each of you for joining us today and sharing about your experiences. Listeners, if you are in the Bay County area and would like to get involved with Elevate Bay, please reach out to Stacy Legg at 850-767-4128. Did I get that right?
You absolutely did.
She can use you.
For more information about today's episode and other resources, visit our website, www.howyoudoing.org, or visit the ABC Facebook page. Thank you for listening today. After everything our community has been through, it's so important for us to check on each other. We encourage you to take the time each day to really ask your friends and neighbors, how you doing? And also go be a mentor. How You Doing Bay County is meant for informational purposes only and should not be substituted for mental health care from a licensed professional. And last but not least, this podcast is produced by the talented students in the digital media program at Gulf Coast State College. Go Commodores!